in Lansing yesterday. I thought this was a little, and thankfully they didn't spend a lot of time on this. There was a House Judiciary Committee meeting going on, and one of the items that was briefly talked about was lifting a state ban on the manufacturing or the possession of an array of weapons, including metallic knuckles, brass knuckles, slingshots, and bludgeons.
Whoa. Bludgeons. Bludgeons.
Sounds medieval.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Representative Steve Johnson from Wayland, who sponsored the proposal, said that he was trying to resolve an outdated section of law. Well, sure, because it does have that medieval sound. I'm sure it's very outdated. He said there's an existing policy that has been in place from the 1930s, which outlaws such things as described, as I said, brass knuckles, slingshots, and bludgeons. He says they're out there, whether you like them or not. He says you can have a knife, you can have a gun, and they're far more deadly than these things are. I don't know. It depends on who's wielding the brass knuckles, slingshots.
Yeah.
But what he said was that it remains a crime to assault someone with any of the weapons listed in the proposal. He emphasized that he wants to remove the prohibition on the manufacturing or the possessing of items because it's an outdated law. It's
not needed anymore. So you can assault people with them and not be charged?
Well, the law currently says a violation can bring a felony penalty carrying up to 5 years behind bars. The Michigan Associations of Chiefs of Police and the Michigan Sheriff's Association are opposing the lifting of the ban. Now, if I understand, it's very rare, if at all, that there are crimes, thankfully.
Yeah, but true. I'm not
being committed.
Normally don't hear something that somebody used brass knuckles, I suppose.
And again, his intent was wanting to remove something that's, he says, outdated. But then again, hasn't bothered anybody for 90 years.
Right. Why touch it?
Well, because that's what lawmakers do sometimes.
I suppose.
A very brief time. Now, at one point, it says here that the panel's chairman asked about another weapon that was in this proposal, a blackjack.
What is a blackjack?
Well, glad you asked that, because the same thing that the chairman asked. What is a blackjack? And apparently it was read this way. A weapon consisting of a lead slug attached to a leather thong. To which the chairman said, quote, not sure I knew we would be hearing the term leather thong in the House Judiciary this morning.
What? All right. Never heard of that one.
I don't know. Anyway,
never
just
heard that one.
It's like a piece of lead on the end of a spring, and it's wrapped in leather.
Yeah. And you're familiar with this, Dave?
quite often police officers carry them.
Oh, really?
At least they did. I don't know if they still do.
They were billy clubs.
Well, you know, it's not a billy club either.
Is this a forerunner of the billy club?
It was a wooden one, but it's smaller. It's something that's probbably maybe 8 inches long, and you just have that thing in your hand, and quite effective.
Really?
And you're an expert because?
Because I used to go to police departments all the time.
Because he's the news anchor, and he has to have this knowledge. The only thing about blackjack I know is
the card game.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway.
What was the thing that Wile E. Coyote would try to use? Was it the anvil, or what was it?
Oh, gosh, anything.
Yeah.
It was the Acme blackjack.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
That's right.
The Acme anvil, the Acme slingshot, the Acme bludgeon.
Rocket booster.
Yeah, exactly right. Boy, I'm sure any of those weapons that Wile E. Coyote definitely would be getting him in trouble with the law in Michigan today. Just thought you'd like to know that's what was happening in a brief discussion in Lansing yesterday.